This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
On a Wednesday morning, a wondrous Wednesday. Helena, thank you. Helena Smith there. Hello, Brad. I'm thankful for God's word. Before I continue, it's Wondrous Wednesday. We're looking for reasons to be grateful. We're honoring God. We're praising God collectively this morning to change the atmosphere in our homes, in our cars, in the studio by declaring into the heavenlies the goodness of God. So I really want to encourage you to send those messages through to me. 081-7291-657. Hello, Brad. Thankful for God's word. I read Matthew 11 this morning. Let's receive God's word like children. Jesus came to reveal God. If you're tired or burdened, Jesus is the best medicine. He cares and he loves us. He is a good God. Have a great day. Thanks, Elena. I'm going to repeat that. This is Wondrous Wednesday, so let the praises flow. Jesus, the best medicine, the great physician. He cares for and loves us. He is a good God. And the church said, amen. We love it. Thanks, Elena. Looking forward to your messages on 081-7291-657. Van boodskappe gepraat, Zanti Swanepoel is gewoonlik op die telefoon of op Zoom saam met my vanoggend. Sy is 'n internasionale spreker, stigter van die Babies Behind Bars projek, motiveerder, besigheidsvrou, ook vorige mevrou vir Verenigde Nasies internasionaal. Maar waar sy nou is, sy my laat weet, sy het met iemand op die foon gepraat en die foon, die sein was sleg. Toe moes sy iets aanlyn gaan opsoek en toe sukkel die internet en sy is bang die Zoom werk nie. And as responsible as Zanti always is, we're grateful for that. She made a plan and she said, this is the best I can. And we know Zanti's best is usually spectacular. Here's Zanti Swanepoel. Dankie, Zanti.
Good morning, Brad, and every precious listener. What a beautiful morning in Pretoria. The sun is shining, it's blue skies, and yeah, blessed to live another day. It is really an honor to speak to you this morning again over this airwaves and sound waves, and may we never ever take it for granted that we have the privilege to speak over a radio station that honors God, that brings the gospel, the good news, encouragement, and God's love to people, not only in South Africa, but those that stream from all over the world. Thank you, Brad. Thank you, Cape Pulpit, and everyone helping and making a difference in the way that you do. My theme this morning is just something that, oh, it's just so close to my heart. And I just once again experienced this amazing love of God and His presence in the most amazing and actually mundane way. And I want to share this with you this morning, and may it inspire you. May it just, yeah, I always say many things in life are not taught, they are caught. May it be something that you catch deep in your spirit and in your being today. I remember a couple of, I think it was a year ago, or feels like that, but time flies so quickly, that I actually read a study that was done on horses, where the Institute of Heart and Math provided a clue to explain why there is a two-way healing that occurs when we are close to horses. Because according to the researchers, the heart has an electromagnetic field larger than the brain. And a magnetometer or a magnetometer can measure the energy field of the heart. And our heart radiates from 2.4 meters to 3 meters around the human body. Isn't that interesting? Because that is why we can sometimes walk into a place or walk into the presence of a person and we can immediately feel something is not right or something is going on. I always say we feel there's an atmosphere, and that is because our hearts radiate nearly 3 meters what we feel. While this is certainly significant, perhaps more impressive than the electromagnetic field projected by the heart of a man is that the heart of a horse is 5 times larger than that of a human being, and it can influence straight into our own heart rate. Horses are also likely to have what science has identified as a coherent heart rate, a heart rate pattern. And that explains why we feel better when we are close to them. Studies have found that a coherent heart pattern, or a HRV, to be a solid measure of well-being and consistent with emotional states of calm and joy, that we exhibit such patterns when we feel positive emotions. What's even more interesting is that the electromagnetic field around a horse is 5 times bigger than ours. And that is why when you just in the presence of a horse, especially children that suffer with learning disabilities, maybe autism or any behavioral issue that they might have, find so much benefit in being next to or close to or doing horse therapy. It brings down your blood pressure, it brings down your heart rhythm, and it just helps those endorphins that make you feel better, better social working, greater feelings of empowerment, confidence, patience, and self-efficiency. Take hold in your being and your person. And this just reminded me that if an animal that was created by God, the Creator, has such a huge influence on us as people, how amazing is it that when we are in the presence of God, everything about us changes from the inside out? If the presence of a horse can have such a dramatic influence on your being, how much more does the presence of God influence you spiritually, emotionally, and physically? And shouldn't that be something we pursue every second of every day, to come into the presence of God? And it's so beautiful because the word of the Lord says, if you seek me, you will find me. What a beautiful promise that we will not just seek and not find. The Lord says, if we seek, we will find. And what's even more beautiful is, I always say, the pursuing presence of God. He seeks us first because he loved us first. And he died on a cross to be with us, to spend time with us, and to have a relationship with us. Monday I went and there was something wrong on our decoder, my mom's decoder, and I just wanted to help her. And I went to multi-choice, and as I was sitting in the queue, it was a long, long queue. I thought, let me just go get something to eat because I haven't eaten anything that day yet. And it was in lunchtime already. So I went into a little shop that sells curry, and I love Indian curry. Love, love, love it. But when I walked into that little shop, this little curry shop in this little shopping center, I could feel something different in the shop. And as I was standing and waiting to give my order, I heard the most beautiful worship music. And as this worship music just filled the shop, I noticed on all the walls, the most beautiful scriptures were written. And as I stood there in awe of the atmosphere in this little shop, in this little mundane shopping center, and I read the words on the walls, I knew that I was in the presence of God. And that woman that has this little, nothing flashy, nothing spectacular, just actually a very ordinary curry shop. And as she was making this food, I could see her worship and spend time with the Lord. Was such a blessing at the end. I just asked if I could pray for her because I just felt so many people had to just experience that, because the moment you come into a shop, into her presence, you feel the presence of God. because even though she just makes curry for people, she spends her time in the presence of God while she's preparing that food, and it makes a difference. My challenge to myself and to you today is, if people come into our presence, doesn't matter what we are doing, doesn't matter what our vocation is, doesn't matter what we find ourselves doing at that present moment, but if they come into our presence, does the atmosphere change? Do they feel the presence of God? And does that change them? I leave you with that this morning. May God bless you and keep you, make His face to shine upon you, be gracious to you, and give you lots of peace, because you choose to live in His presence. Amen.
Amen to that. Massive thanks to Zanti. Thanks for that. Man, can we change the atmosphere? Can we change I almost want to say energy, and that's going to catch us on the wrong foot there in the world we live in right now. But can we go in there and bring about a change that someone says, wow, it's really nice to have them here. Wow, did you hear? Did you feel? Did you experience that with them in this room? Man, amazing. Love it, Zanti. Thanks for that. The podcast will be available for you later on today, so do not miss out. I just want to quickly read something that Andre shared. We got Wondrous Wednesday today, and we're using it as an opportunity to corporately praise God and to make His name great so we can change the atmosphere around about us. So thanks so much, Zanti, for even bringing that aspect into it this morning. Because you might be feeling a bit low. You might be thinking, oh, but. And if somebody else steps in with their testimony of the goodness of God, it does something amazing in us. It gives us hope. And it makes us think, if God can do it for them, He can do it for me. So I'm immediately encouraged. Hope is reignited in me. It might get me back to that same fervent prayer that I might have left behind because I started to feel demotivated because it felt like God wasn't doing anything. We create opportunities to encourage one another. So let's not hog the glory today. I'm being very serious about this. If you have anything that you feel is worth mentioning, even if you feel, oh, it's not such a big deal, you know, woken up this morning, don't I wake up every morning? Yeah, but by the grace of God, go we. You can share that this morning. And let's just make God's name great. Andre says, I just want to say thank you. There was provision in different places by taking the right actions throughout this last while. Result? What is January? I love it. I get tired of everybody going on about January. Well, if we're sensible and take the right actions, we're provided for by the King of Kings, in whom there is no lack. We love that, Andre. Thank you very much. Got a few moments before news. Let's do this.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.